T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We have an update to the Fox Studio show update from Ben Livingston. All right. So apparently Fox is doing something. Ben, what do you got?
So they are obviously going to have a little bit of a problem with Eagles fans, right? Because we know the Green Legion's going out there. Angelo's going out there. Eagles fans are going to be out in L.A., and they might take over this Fox NFL Sunday broadcast outside the Coliseum.
Yeah, there's no might about it.
Yeah, who else the hell is going to take over it? I mean,
well,
here we go.
Apparently, producers for Fox are reaching out and saying, we are looking for L.A.'s biggest NFL fans to be a part of NFL Sunday's L.A. Rams pregame show, calling all L.A. Rams fans. So they are actually putting out a casting call for Rams fans to try to make sure that the Rams don't get embarrassed. They are going out of their way to make sure that Rams fans show up.
Yeah, I understand that. They wanted to, I mean, that's going to make it bigger.
Yeah, they need the more people, the better.
Yeah, the more people, the better. I mean, L.A. Rams fans actually live there, the ones that are there, I'm assuming. So it's a lot easier to get them to come on out, and it'll sort of balance the sort of crowd out, which will actually make it a bigger crowd.
And this is very fascinating. So when you go to the forum for Fox NFL Sunday to request the tickets, you actually have to request them. You don't just get them and show up. You have to request tickets. So they're going to actually do a little... you know, little bleachers back there, like you see sometimes when they do the salute to service. Yeah. So they're only going to have a select number of fans back there. And the one question they ask, what do you think the one question they ask on the questionnaire is? Are you a Rams fan or an Eagles fan? Which team do you love and why? They are going way out of their way to make sure that they get only Rams fans because they are terrified.
No, that's not what they're doing, Ben.
Or at least not all Eagles fans.
I don't think
fans.
I mean, think about it. If you're a producer, why would you want all Eagles fans out there?
In Los Angeles.
In Los Angeles.
It's great to have all the Eagles fans, but you want both. You want the more the merrier for it. And it would look bad to the Rams if it was just all
optics,
Eagles fans.
Yeah, so they just want more people out there. They know that it's easier to get Rams fans, it may be easier to get Eagles fans from all the way out here.
It seems like
out there than it is to get Rams fans to show up at, I don't know what time in the morning.
I want to see one of Angelo's, one of his dirty 30 people out there, chewing on somebody's arm, a Rams fan's arm at the Fox pregame.
So this is for the Fox pregame that starts at what time on the East Coast? 12, right?
I think it's the 12 o'clock, right?
So
unless they put their other show out there, the one that's on FS1, this would be at 9 a.m.
Yeah, so it'll be 9 a.m. out there, right?
Oh, hell no. Those Rams fans
aren't
going out there. Fans
showing up that early? Yeah.
Hell no.
Other hand, Philly fans that are out there, we got nothing else to do.
Nothing else to do.
You know, they'll be glad to show up to the pregame show.
Just think about it. If I was out there, I would probably, you go out there, you check out the pregame show, and then you go eat breakfast or lunch or whatever, and then you come back and you tailgate.
Yeah.
You got all damn day.
Yeah, you got all day to be out there.
Uh-huh.
It's hilarious.
Rams fans are showing up at kickoff.
The casting call specifically says Rams fans. Like, they know they're going to get the Eagles fans. They don't need to ask for Eagles fans.
Right.
know the road fans are showing up.
Was this a tweet? Did you say? I'm sorry.
It's a website. I'll put it up on our Twitter account.
What's a model website?
It's on a I don't know what this website is, but it's from Fox NFL Sunday. It's a website called IOTA.
I'm just wondering who they're sending it out to. You know what I mean?
Like projectcasting.com. So it's they're putting it out for like actors. They want actors in LA to show up.
Yes, because everybody in LA is an actor or a model or something like that. So that's what they're doing. They're sending it out there like, where could we get people? And they want to be seen, and they'll be in front of the camera. They have nothing else to do anyway. So, yeah, so that's a good way for them to get a bunch of people there. The Eagles fans are still going to rule the day. You know what I mean? They're still going to be there out there yelling and screaming. No one cares about the Rams.
No.
They actually have two good teams in Southern California in the L.A. area, and nobody cares. Mm-mm. You have two teams that no one cares about, not one.
Not at all. But, yeah, you're right. And they both may be in the playoffs.
Yeah.
The Chargers may wind up getting in the damn playoffs.
Let's go to Rasheen. Rasheen, North Philly Sheen.
Yo, what's up? Hey, how you guys doing?
Yo, what's up, man?
Yeah, so I was trying to call yesterday because I was trying to, you know, comment as far as when you guys was talking about the defense overachieving. I kind of, like, disagree with that just because I know we always talk about complementary football, and we was talking about, you know, the D-line, you know, is what we expect, you know, how them to produce, they've been producing. But, you know, the D-line really affects the corner. So the reason why, you know, the corners are playing so good because of the D-line. So I really don't look at that. Yeah. I really don't look at it as overachievement. I just look at the D-line doing the job to make the team look better. I do think the Eagles will win on Sunday. It would definitely be a close game because this is definitely a good matchup. You know, the Rams have a good defensive line just like we do. Good, fast linebackers with Mark Barron and Ogletree. And then, you know, their secondary is good with Tremaine Johnson. So I'm definitely a little bit worried. I still, you know, hold on to my prediction that the Eagles will go to the NFC Championship. But I just think this is definitely like a test for us, a good test, especially, you know, and for a lot of people have been jumping off the bandwagon just because we lost one game. We're still 10-2. Yeah. We got to think about it. We're still one of the best teams in the NFL.
I don't know. I haven't heard anybody jumping off the bandwagon.
No.
I think you have some fans that overreact after losses.
That's what we do.
Right. For the most part, I'd say 70-75% of Eagles fans that I've heard, even maybe more, realize that it's a loss. It's okay. Maybe it's even a good loss. And let's see what happens on Sunday.
You know what else makes this game tougher?
What's that?
They play Seattle next in Seattle.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. I had the schedule up here. They do not have an easy. They do not have the easiest schedule.
And then they got to come back east and play a playoff bound Tennessee Titans.
They play the Titans the week after that.
So I mean, this is a home game for them. You certainly know they don't want to lose this and then got to go to Seattle and play them.
It's almost from their perspective.
It's a must-win game for them.
Just like we're looking at it being like, oh, boy, you got to win this game. They're looking at it the same way.
Yeah, they're like, we got two tough games on the road against two playoff teams.
A must-win game for both teams.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. 888-729-9494. And I do believe this is a must-win game on Sunday. Now, does it mean that if they lose the game that the season's over? Of course it doesn't mean that. Who knows what happens from there? But last week I said 70% that the Eagles are going to the Super Bowl. If they lose against the Rams, that's 70% crash and burn, man. You can't lose this game. And John Kincaid, when he joined us in studio, made me feel a little bit better saying, like, the Eagles, as long as they finish 13-3, they're still going to have that at least the second seed in the East. So that does make a lot of sense based on the schedules. You can't lose games like this. You can't lose against the Rams, but man, must win on Sunday for the Eagles. I say yes. You don't have as much urgency about a must win.
I don't.
You don't.
I don't, but it seems like you're moving me towards where you are.
No, don't let me do that. No, because It's all about how you play down the stretch, and even if you were, God forbid, be the third seed and you don't get a playoff game, if you start playing well because of these losses and you get your act together, that's what matters more than anything.
Sure.
But if they were to lose to the Rams, and the devil's always in the details for how they would lose.
Right.
Yeah, but I'm starting to think like, yeah, they peaked too early. Yeah, they're probably not as good as we thought.
And by the way, if you look at the standings, it's quite possible that if they lose this game, they will drop all the way down to the fourth seed.
Shut up.
Because the Rams will be ahead of them, right?
The Vikings could still be ahead of them.
And the Saints could be ahead of them, because the Saints...
If they beat the Falcons tonight, tomorrow night.
Yeah. Well, that's part of my problem, is this loss right here, if you finish the season 13-3, there's no way you're going to be the fourth seed. And you also have to remember that. But
you would hope not. Yeah, I mean, you would assume these teams haven't gotten to this point.
It wouldn't be the fourth seed, but it wouldn't matter if you're the three or the four. It's the same. It just depends on who your matchup is
exactly.
In that wild card round.
Yeah.
You're still playing in the wild card weekend.
But here's the other thing. You lose to the Rams. Who's thinking they're going to finish the season 3-0 against two teams that are fighting for playoff spots
in the last
two games?
Yeah, Christmas.
And the Giants. I mean, who knows about the Giants? But
that'll be our one win that guarantees us we get in the playoffs.
You would hope.
Yeah, that's our NFC East win.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.